Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In 2019, two lovebirds got married after only knowing each other for 5.5 months. Crazy, I know. But to a lot of people in their life's surprise, it worked out, and their bond only got stronger, even after she found poop on the bed.
What?
After he stood up.
Dakota!
Lots of things were a surprise that they couldn't have known in the first 6 months. Luckily, neither of them were scared away and only fell deeper in love. One day in 2020, she said, "Let's make a baby and post us making it on the internet."
No, I didn't.
No, replace the word baby with podcast.
Yeah.
So you did do that. The podcast started out a little rough. It took these two a bit to find their rhythm. But once they got comfortable, their banter couldn't be stopped. Season 1 ended up being really good. Then season 2 was just so much fire. And with season 3, they decided that it was time to hang up the podcast mics and focus on other stuff that's going on in their lives. Stay tuned to hear what we're talking about on The Reluctant Historian.
What's up, everybody? I'm Liz Lawson, and this is our Reluctant Historian.
Dakota Lawson.
This was the podcast where I tried to show my husband that history is actually cool.
No, it was cool. It's not anymore.
So, if you love history,
or you absolutely hate it,
this was the podcast for you. We'd like to be in...
What?
I don't know. You're just smiling at me.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It is weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would like to begin by recognizing that we are recording on Treaty 6 territory and the homeland of the Métis Nation. We make this acknowledgement and recognition that we are settlers here on the land that belongs to many different First Nations of Turtle Island. Okay, usually we would do our guesses here, but there's no guesses, so...
Oh, I was going to make you guess.
Oh,
what are
okay.
we talking about?
Poop stains?
Poop... Well, yeah. That was a weird thing in our marriage. Let's quickly chat about that, give the actual, like, preamble. Because, I mean, I have no shame.
I know you don't.
So there was a point in our...
Dakota didn't know how to wipe his butt.
Yeah, so early in our marriage, we were laying in bed.
Oh, my God.
And I got out of bed, and she looked over and went, "Is that poop?" And it wasn't like I shit on the bed, but it's like my ass.
He didn't wipe his butt.
My ass wasn't clean.
Oh.
So there was a little streak there, you know.
Oh my God.
It's, you know,
we got a bidet and things have been way better.
Way
since.
Better. But before that, I was pooping one day in the bathroom, not on the bed, and she said she sent me a video on how to properly wipe your butt. I'd always been standing up. You know, I just...
Which clenches your cheeks together and you're not going to get a good clean.
But you see, it's kind of like Star Wars. Bear with me.
I am.
So, you know, Luke is like, I'm a Jedi, like my father before him,
mm-hmm.
and his father before him, or whatever the line is. I wipe my ass standing up like my father before me.
So you're telling me your dad?
No, I didn't. You, yes, I did.
Have shitty assholes?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked.
Ew.
So.
Okay, this is getting away from us.
Well, it's Father's Day, so that's why it's relevant, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, anyways, so I, now I know you... If you're gonna wipe your butt, you sit down and you tilt to the side and you wipe from the back and you got a clean butt. Or just get a bidet.
Yeah. It's just like unmarried men, I guess. Or I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just gonna stop.
Cut
that.
No. Unmarried men don't know how to wipe their asses.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Or men who haven't been caught with their feces on the bed. I don't know how to wipe their asses.
Yeah.
So, anyways, where were we? So, where am I?
So, no, this episode is our goodbye episode.
Yeah. And you're going to miss those tales. those tangents, as it
were. Yeah, they are going to miss them. So
Yeah.
So what's your golden nugget?
Yeah, we're going to do one final golden nugget. Right now is I feel like it's a very big transitional point in my life where I have this new job I've been at for 3.5 months. I feel like I'm finally getting my rhythm. I'm not as good as I'm going to be, but I'm getting better and getting more used to it. I'm feeling a lot more confident in it, and even in a couple weeks, like, this is something that I'm going to be training people to do various things at the organization. Like, I'm going to be trained to like professionally train stuff, and before I do that training, I am we're having we do a summer camp sort of thing at my company. I haven't told you this yet, but I am actually the people who come in to work for that camp. All of us coordinators are going to be doing like a little training thing for them, like just a brief snippet of some training. So this is that's on in a couple of weeks now at the end of June, and it's kind of big because it's like, for me anyways, it's like it's going to be the first class I train. And you know, I feel like I'm going to be doing lots of amazing things that I'm really excited for. So I'm just excited for where this life is going, and it's, you know, it's not going to be easy getting to where we want to go, but I'm really excited. I'm very hopeful, and just, I don't know, I feel good about the direction that we're going in, and so that was kind of a
it's a big golden nugget, not like a small little thing happening.
No, and I feel like maybe it's a good one to kind of end on for my golden nugget. I did literally consider talking about Zelda for the third time, but you know, as we're transitioning out of this podcast, I guess like it's part of why we're transitioning out is both of us are we're transitioning. You could say.
I was going to say the theme of this podcast can be change, like big things happening.
Yeah, and that we're transitioning. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Thank you. I was like, I don't think she heard my non-PC joke. Better say it again.
And now I have to double down on it for a third time.
That's exactly true. That's the Dakota way.
It really is.
Because if I think it's funny, it's definitely funny. So yeah. I have to make other people think it's funny.
Absolutely.
So what about you? What's your golden nugget?
Yeah, so I guess I will also copy you with your golden nugget, because I was going to talk about the deck and the fence, but I will also talk about my transition and change that is coming into my life. You know, I'm taking steps towards getting my master's and just going to be, continuing my education, learning lots, taking more of a leadership role in education, with the goal of eventually teaching teachers how to be teachers, which is like one of my big goals, because I think I would be really good at it. Mm-hmm. And I love doing research, as we all know, so I'm excited to go back to school and be able to do research and get good grades and, you know, not have them tell me it's 6.5 little penises out of 10 or something. I don't know.
Why are your students telling you that? I don't...
It wouldn't be my students. It would be my teachers.
No. But you're... Well, whatever. The point is, who's telling you?
I don't know. Some weirdo that I know.
It's very... You know what?
What?
That's a huge number, okay?
6.5?
Some might even say 3 is a huge number, I mean, okay?
65% is not it. If I'm not getting 85s...
Damn.
I'm talking about marks on essays. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I was too.
But anyways, yeah, so it's cool. It's a golden nugget. Yeah, I think, like, you know, we've got a lot of really cool things happening in our lives right now, you and me. And it's a good time to be looking forward. And it does, yeah, definitely mark that this, unfortunately, is the end of the podcast. So
it's crazy is just that it's, you know, this podcast has been a huge part of just our marriage.
Yeah,
also,
yeah,
it's just been you know, an hour. Yeah, it's been a staple in just having an hour or half an hour of us just talking to each other, yeah, and being in, like, intentional about, you know, learning history.
Your favorite.
It's my favorite. I mean, why can't we just do a video game podcast?
Fuck. I mean, we could have. We talked about doing, we were going to do a board game podcast, and then that's that true. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, we wouldn't have time to do two podcasts now, so. No. But, yeah, it's, as you mentioned in the preamble, we got married after 5.5 months, and then we had been living together, well, we had been married, I guess, for less than a year, mm-hmm, when we started this, so you're right, it was definitely, this has been pretty much every Sunday we would sit down, and it's a huge part of our marriage.
Yeah.
Are we going to fall apart?
I was just going to say.
Is this what's been holding us together?
I think so. I'm like, we're staying together for the fans, okay? once they graduate and go off to college, it's over, okay?
It's not true. We're not actually getting divorced, everybody, just so you know. But I don't know. I think that's a good...
Yeah, tell the kids that. That's the message we want. No,
I think, though, that's like a good lesson to take from this, is that, you know, we should still at least make sure we sit down and be intentional with one another. And you know what, listeners? You should try to do that with your partners as well.
Jeez, I was going to go the other way. I was going to say, this is a great lesson for us. At some point, just stop being intentional and just move on to other things.
Yeah, that's the lesson learned.
Yeah.
But, so. Yeah. Well, so that actually transitions nicely into our next topic that we have here is, Dakota, what did you learn from this podcast? Because it's a history and I'm teaching you.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the bit, I'd like to say not a goddamn thing. But
I'll say, though, yeah, it's really been interesting. Just, you know, we'll be talking or you'll be referencing something and you'll be like, yeah, like in that time, this episode, you'll reference something that I had talked with you about in one of the episodes or whatever. And it's very, mm-hmm, for me, it's affirming that at least I'm teaching somebody something, that you are remembering little snippets of the podcast here and there. And I'm not even trying hard with you to teach you. So, like, if I'm actually teaching
you... Oh, you're half-assing this shit, apparently?
Well, because I'm not doing, like, actual teaching strategies. I'm just talking at you. So, like, sure, with my actual students, it makes me think, oh, well, maybe I'm doing something right within, mm-hmm, the classroom.
Yeah.
And when I'm actually using teaching strategies to make sure that they remember things. But I think it's been really cool just at least, like, watching you grow and learn and retain a lot of that stuff. And I would say you probably don't know how much you've retained, but I can see it, which is really cool.
That's really nice. I think that through this podcast, I've a big I guess theme in our marriage, and how something you've helped me a lot with, is that I grew up thinking that I was stupid.
Yeah.
Right. That's a big thing we've talked about, and like full on, like I was like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And
I know that that's what you said.
Okay. Well, feelings reaffirmed. And through doing this, and also you're just, you know, words of affirmations and all that, I do feel like I've even though I do make a lot, sometimes way too many dick jokes, I do have actual intellectual thoughts about what we've learned and takeaways and stuff like that. Yeah. When I'm like at the end of a podcast that actually really like got me like thinking, especially, I found that, you know, if I have an actual thought about whatever we learned about, I feel like I give a good telling back of my understanding of it and what, why would they do that? What could have been better and stuff, mm-hmm, like that? Really dissecting, I guess, mm-hmm, is the word to use at the end of a podcast, before I give it a silly rating.
Yeah. So maybe that's what you've learned.
Yeah.
The big takeaway, you've learned you are an actual intelligent person who has good thoughts and thoughtful thoughts and can reflect and participate in academic conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I always was led to believe that I couldn't, that I didn't have the capacity to have an actual intellectual conversation, that I would just have to, if people were talking about, you know, whatever, politics and stuff like that. I think, actually, this is something that's coming to me right now, is that I think, because I'm not good at debating, I know that, but that doesn't necessarily matter. It doesn't mean I'm dumb, which is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, I can't argue my point or about something.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm learning is that other people who are good at debating, in quotes I'll put, just talk louder and talk more sure of what they're saying, even though what they're saying could very well be wrong. Just because you're saying it loud and being forcefully. Very forceful and just commanding about it, and if I say something contrary to you that then telling me I'm wrong, doesn't make you right. Makes you an asshole.
Yep.
So, I think that's what I've learned.
Love that.
So, yeah.
Now, what's one memory learning from the podcast that stands out that you remember, that you've retained? One piece of knowledge. That's what I'm curious about, too.
Right, okay.
I like looking at, like, big reflections, of course, like that, like what you've learned about yourself. But what lesson from the podcast stood out to you?
I am cheating a bit just because I'm looking at the list of episodes.
Fair. Yeah, so. We've done a lot. Yeah, like, I think more than 100 episodes, so.
Yeah, let's see. Well, season one, we had 46. Season two, we had 46. Season three, this is number 11, I think. So, we actually got canceled. That's why we're, you know, we said
we've done 103 episodes.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Looking here, I'm looking like, this one's, I'll go with the dumb one, and then I'll go with the more, I guess, smart one, which is the gay cowboys. Cowboys were just like bumping uglies. Just just like, let's dominate each other. Here, I'll dominate you, and then you dominate me. Yeah. Don't tell our wives. This one, this one kind of comes to mind. There's thalidomide. Thalidomide babies, right? I think about that one because, like, that one is with, like, people who are born with no legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. So there's something I learned about that. And it was because they were pregnant chicks were taking something that doctors gave them, right? I can't remember what it was that they were giving them. Do you remember?
Thalidomide.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, and it was supposed to help with pregnancy or something?
With nausea, yep.
So help you through it, and then, boom, no leg babies.
Yeah.
So that is what I have learned.
Cool. Yeah, I think there's more things that you've learned, too, but it's hard to kind of, I guess, put you on the spot and be like, what did you learn?
It's true.
But, like I said at the beginning of this little segment, often you'll just say things, oh, remember when we talked about that on the podcast? And I'm like, yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you remember that. But one thing that we're known for here at The Reluctant Historian is your funny little ratings at the end of everything.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, Dakota, which rating do you think, not necessarily like the actual score, but which is your funniest rating that you that you liked?
Okay. Let's see. My favorite funniest rating. I actually have two, and they're very close together.
Okay.
But I have to go with, you want me to tell the episode as well, or?
Yeah.
This is from Dolphin Experiments. I gave it 8.2 dolphin hand gibbers, which I really like. And then a couple episodes later, Spontaneous Combustion, I gave it 7.7 spontaneous incest. Which, I'm what a thing to be spontaneous about, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, do you have one?
I do. I have a few, actually. I'm looking back at them. I'm, the first one, season one, we're okay, but I think you were, a little bit nervous and hadn't, really found your grossness.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew what grossness, knew about yourself. But
honestly, I mean, I feel like I've been funnier over the past few years, but also, the first season just... Even looking at those first, 10 episodes, I was a lot more reserved and stuff, you know?
Absolutely. And I got a lot of higher marks in those first ones.
Oh, yeah, because I was afraid of you at the time.
Yeah, that's
fair. Now I'm like, we've been married nearly 4 years.
Well, so season one, episode 33, Operation Mincemeat, you did 5 gotcha bitches. And I like that one because, not because it's really funny or anything, but we still... We'll say that to each other, gotcha, bitch. And that's from one of our first.
Actually, we use that
we do.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Still.
And actually, I think that was my rating itself. So that
Yeah,
one,
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, that one makes me laugh. Yeah. And so then there are some other really silly ones in here too. When we did our Disney episode, we got 10 priest boners. Our Putin episode, Putin likes hand stuff.
He does.
We've got, you know, Operation Wet Dreams. Intestine scarves? I don't know.
Oh, that one was a good one. Just because of the visual aspect of it. Just picturing having intestines and wrapping around yourself. Like, you're like, yeah. I'm off to the theater. And then wrapping it around yourself.
Swacks you in the face. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't do 6.5-inch floppy cocks. Because you really wanted to make poppy flops or whatever.
No, well, you know what? At this point, my mission's done. Everybody says a floppy cock.
That's true. Point, they yeah. really do. They really, really do. Also, one of my favorites was Super Kumiho.
Super Kumiho.
Yeah. So there's some fun ones in here. And then like season three, you just got like real convoluted. Like, I don't even know. 8.6 Horus inspired Jesuses. Like, you got like, you took whole phrases and put them into.
Yeah. I really was having my, whatever it is when, Garth Brooks has Chris Gaines phase, you know. I was just like, people are like, why are you doing that, man? Just go back to just talking about just like one liner dick things, you
yeah
know?
Totally.
Yeah,
yeah, those were some of our favorite things. But now we're gonna segue. I can't think of a good transition here, so I'm just gonna say it. We're gonna give some shout outs here. So we have one of our listeners actually sent us some voice notes here, which is very exciting. So this is from our friend John. And he's been listening for a very long time. And so he has a thank you for us that we're going to play now.
And I haven't heard this at this point.
No,
have
I
you?
Haven't heard it either. Oh, no, really? So it's going to be a surprise. Here we go. Hopefully it's all right.
Yeah. It's just, fuck you guys.
Okay, here we go.
Liz and Dakota, greetings from the sunny climes of Brisbane, Australia. Beautiful one day and perfect the next.
Oh,
thanks so much for taking me on this ride that you've shared with us. And just a few words in Te Reo Māori.
Oh.
Ngā mihi mō o mahi katoa. Thanks for all your work.
Oh, that's really sweet. Like, I'm actually like tearing really up a nice. Little bit.
Je m'appelle Dakota.
Yeah.
That's all the non that I know. And yes, thank you. Like, that's amazing, John. Like, it's so cool. John's been with us since near the beginning,
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
And, you know, we've got to build a friendship over these past few years with him. And it's been really cool getting to learn about, like, his life and what's kind of going on, you know, with him. And then also be able to share our, you know, like, you know, personal stuff. And it just felt like it really is, you know, just a really cool relationship. And it's really sweet that we got to reach someone
on the other side of the world.
Yeah,
literally.
like that's crazy. And like you know, like I said when I you know, we were messaging the other day and he said, you know, like, well, at least we'll still be in contact, and even if we don't you know, ever meet each other in real life. And I said, yeah, but who knows, maybe one of us will end up on the other side of the world one day and need a tour guide. And, yeah. And I absolutely mean that, because I you know, I yeah would love to have, you know, him show us around, you know, Brisbane, or us show him around good old Saskatchewan over here.
I think we'd prefer to go to Australia. Yeah, don't
come here, it sucks. Yeah. it's like so you I love how you said it. How did he say it? It's beautiful the one day, perfect the next.
Yeah.
Or it's like, here in Saskatchewan, it's shitty one day and even crappier the next.
You know, so we have a nice summer. If it's not,
no, it's like 31 most of the
not,
time.
If it's not, you climate change. So
yeah.
Like,
so
yeah.
Secondly, I'd like to just read a really nice comment on our last posting last week for, you know, saying we're ending the show. Let's see, where is it?
This is from one of a longtime listeners as well. She's in Canada somewhere.
Yeah. So so her name is Shelley, and she's been listening for a really long time, and has said like commented on lots of stuff, and just like it this was really just a nice comment. So I'll give you the whole interaction. and then I didn't respond to the last thing she said, so I'm gonna respond here.
Perfect.
Okay, so I get a live comment. So
love it.
She said to our last week episode, another great episode, but gotta say, I'm gonna really miss you too. I completely understand that life comes first, but nothing will ever be as succinct or hilarious as Dakota's various episode ratings and the fun banter between you two.
Aww.
I wish you both well, but my Wednesdays will never be the same again.
Hmm.
I'll still recommend the pod to people, and clearly I'm going to have to start the whole podcast over again as part of my grieving process with a loss of this magnitude in my life.
Aww.
Which is a bit like just really sweet to hear that, like, this actually...
People listen to us.
Yeah, what we did...
It's weird.
Yeah, what we did, you know, mattered. It made some sort of impact, whether it's a really amazing comment like this and from John, or all the way back to our first ever 1 out of 5 on iTunes, you know? Yeah. We had that big of an impact on
that
someone
hated us that
they,
much.
That they were like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
So, and then I said to her, oh, that's hella sweet of you to say. I'm glad our constant awful jokes and banter filled you with so much joy. I give this comment a 10, name your next animal or kid after me out of 10. She said, kids are all grown up and gone. They are your age, and I think they are attached to their names, but I'll put a plug in for a grandchild name with the one daughter that hasn't had babies yet. You'll definitely be missed. And to that I say, if you really loved us, you'd make them change their names.
Absolutely.
I thought you were cool. That works, right? Take a hit of this, right? Then I'm supposed to offer you weed?
Stop it.
I don't know.
But
so anyways, yeah, thank you both for sending those in.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. And it just, yeah, generally means the world to us that, you know, people actually listened. And honestly, I don't know at this point how many people do listen. We haven't checked the, there was a point earlier in the podcast where I would check constantly,
yeah,
just to see how many people were listening, and I think at one point it was like 200
about a 250
week,
a week, yeah,
250 a week,
which is a lot,
yeah. And I don't know if that's specifically to every new thing or whatever, but it's like, you know, 250 people a week were listening to
us talk about horrible things,
yeah, and it's weird to think about, but super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and like, I know not all of us, or not all of you out there that are listening, sent anything in, but I know that you are listening, and like, we really do appreciate all the time that you have spent with us. Like, that is a big commitment on your end as well, and it's just like really cool that you would take your time out of your day. I know that's part of our ending, but that you, yeah, did actually take time out of your day to just listen to what we had to say. So
yeah,
it's really cool.
So it is.
Like, we're really appreciative of, yeah, all of you.
And remember when we had that listener from France and we could see that they were listening every week and then they just stopped?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been lots of you too. You're not listening anymore, but thank you for listening to what you did.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Yeah. So we're going to end this episode with something that I have done with my family since I was like a little girl. So whenever we would go on trips with my mom and dad, at the end of a night... And I really appreciate that they did this, because it's a very cool, like, intentional way to spend time with your kid, but also, like, just reflect on what you were doing that day. So, like, we'd go on vacations to, like, Italy and stuff. And vacation. We lived in England for a couple years, so it wasn't that hard to get
we
there.
We went to South Dakota once.
Oh, yeah, you could talk about that. So we would do this thing. It's called best, worst, funniest. So you would say, like, what was the best thing that happened to you that day? What was the worst thing that happened to you that day? And then, like, what was the funniest thing that happened to you that day? And I think, you know, going forward, if you and I mean, I guess there's nothing really wrong with reflecting on the worst things that happen, but you could probably say, like, what are you thankful about, if you wanted to keep it more of a positive spin. But I'm going on a tangent here. I've become Dakota all of a sudden. Anyways,
yeah, you're transitioning, right?
Yeah, what I we're gonna keep it best, worst, funniest. So best either podcast episode or best part, like, thing that we've been interacted with the podcast. So what was your best?
So my best is actually, I don't know if it's cheating or whatever, it's not specifically about things we did in the podcast. It's, I think the best thing to me is that you got to teach me.
Yeah.
You're so passionate about history, and you got to sit here every week and just kind of be so giddy, and I love seeing you get excited about these things that to me I'm like, why the hell are you giddy about that? But it's so cool to see. It's like, that's your passion,
yeah,
right? It's like, that's what you love to do. So it was really cool to see you really learn more about your passion, because,
oh, yeah,
you've devoted a lot of your life to it and have, mm-hmm, a major in, mm-hmm, history, right? So, like, yeah, I was yeah, I really like seeing you.
That's really sweet. I really like how this episode has turned into, like, you just loving on me.
Yeah, It's I gotta show the listeners that I'm a loving husband, and that I didn't just buy wife beaters recently. And now, because I have those, I now have to physically beat assault me. You.
That's fair. That's so, fair. Yeah.
What is your best? It's not going to beat mine. So.
No, it's really not. Yeah. I don't know.
This is a competition, apparently.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was like, yeah, I guess the best. It was similarly like just getting to talk about history. I love talking about history and just sharing fun stories. I think it also made me a better teacher when I went back to teaching, in that I have this whole wealth of knowledge. Like, I knew a lot about history anyways, but now I was always like really focused on like what is the impact of history. But teaching history is also about telling stories. And yeah. I think I had forgotten a lot of that when I was teaching. And so it was really nice to be able to be like, oh, I remember this weird thing that happened. Like, so I can tell my kids about Operation Mincemeat and tell them the story of that. And so it was really nice. I think it just, it helped in that sense, really made me a better teacher. So I really, I think that was, and also obviously getting to hang out with you, of course.
Of course, like. Of course. Well, since getting to hang out with me is, that's your second best. Yeah. I have a second best as well, actually, which is I feel like this podcast has actually, I just thought about this, surprisingly helped a lot with confidence. Because when we started it, I was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I know in our first episode, we had to stop because
really scared.
Yeah. And I think our communication has probably, in various ways, improved too, because in that I think you had different expectations of what the podcast was going to be in that moment. And I felt I felt like I was,
it was a trauma response. You had a trauma
absolutely
response.
So like I think that we both kind of learned from that, and now like I'm very comfortable in front of a mic, I would say. So and I think it's going to help with my want to be better at like public speaking and stuff.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that every couple should start a podcast because it will help them with their communication skills.
Yeah. If they have a healthy relationship, I guess. But otherwise, it's, I think it might, 50% of podcasts end in divorce, actually.
Okay.
So worst. The worst, hands down, was when I turned white as a ghost.
Oh my god, that was the craziest.
And I had to go lay on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about these two dudes eating. One was eating the other person, like eating his dick and stuff like that. And I like literally, I don't feel like I've ever had that reaction to something so gross where I've just been like, I felt it. I felt like cold and clammy, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah. And like, the thing that I think is so interesting is you were so hype about that episode at first.
Yeah.
When I was like, oh yeah, it's about cannibalism, because you were very into cannibalism for a while.
Yeah, I was in my cannibalism phase.
But then as we started to get, and then you know what?
It's not a phase, Mom. God.
And then I think like, you know, for me, it was like, oh, that's good. Like, he's not actually an inhuman. Like, he actually has like empathetic responses.
It was a test. And what if it went the other way where I'm like, you're telling me, and I'm like, I put my hand on my pants, I'm like, keep going.
No.
And you just hear,
stop. Stop it. No. Yeah. So what episode is that, Dakota? That was season two.
Let's look for a really low rating on my list here.
It wasn't a super low rating, so it was like 6.5.
what? No, wait, no. I gave it like a 3.5 or 4, I'm pretty sure. What was it? I give it 3 Berenstain Bears.
That's right.
That's really low.
Yeah.
Cannibal Dick Eater, I called it. Berenstain Bears, because his name was Berenstain, I'm pretty sure.
Berenstain
Bears.
Yep.
Anyways, what is your worst?
I think my worst was all of the ratings that I got that were below a 7. I remember being, like, every time. So I've got two worsts, actually. So that just being, like, so upset, and it's not a you thing, it's a me thing, because I have high expectations for myself. And I think, like, you know, professors or like actual teachers would have given me higher grades, but I didn't write to my audience, obviously. So so that was one of the worst things. And then the second worst thing was like There were a couple of episodes where I was very excited to research them. I can't remember them. Like, I know Atlantis was one of them, and there was a few others. I was very excited to research them, and then whenever the research just wouldn't come together, and it didn't tell the story that I wanted it to, and so I didn't like that, because... And that didn't happen very often, but the few times that it did, it made me very disappointed. So I think those would be my worsts.
Yeah, because, you know, you were expecting that it was like, you were like, this sounds like it's going to be really interesting. And then the actual research behind it is like, ooh, even me as a history major thinks this is boring.
Yeah.
So
that's... But not even that it was boring. It just like the story wasn't there that I thought was going to be there.
Right.
Yeah. So which I guess happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Funniest.
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of what was the funniest. I really liked, not that I did this often, but I thought it was funny when I would write something for the podcast and then read it.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have a second funniest as well.
Okay.
My writing obviously goes off the rails really quickly. Even in our intro today, there's stuff that you have to edit out.
Yeah.
Because it was like, ooh, we shouldn't say that. So, I just think it's like when seeing the reaction you have of like, what the fuck? Yeah. Why is that in your brain?
Yeah.
What have I married? And then I also really like when you were like, this is the thing. Now describe this picture to the audience. Yeah. And then our Google searches, I guess. That was always fun.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your funniest?
Yeah, so we've kind of already talked about it, but I have to talk about it because it is my funniest. So it's not funny, haha, it's funny, weird. Your response to the cannibal dick eater episode. And it was, for me, it was funny. I wasn't the one that was lying on the floor of the bathroom being like, I want to die. So, I wasn't laughing at you when it was happening, obviously, because that would be rude and not very empathetic. But thinking about it afterwards, I'm just like, that affected you that much. Like, yeah, that'll be something I think that'll stick out in my mind
for a very long time. And it is like, it was my worst, but it is also funny reflecting on it. The fact that, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you just like really couldn't.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So yeah, we're getting close to the end here.
Yeah.
So we've got some personal thank yous that we would like to say.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah. Dakota has. We talked about these before, but they're in front of Dakota on the computer screen, so he's going to read them out.
What this means is that I'm thankful and Liz doesn't care.
That's right. That so is 100%
take
what
that
means.
Away from this. So.
And also, before we get to it, like if we missed anybody, we are very sorry. This isn't a full list at all by any means.
No, if we missed you, take it to heart. No, it's I mean, I even have that in here because we might have forgotten somebody, but the list is way too long to remember you all. So I'll start off with like thanks for John and Shelley for listening for so long and really engaging in what we've been doing here. Laura and Rachel, who are our podcast buddies, and I even continued to talk to Laura for a while after their podcast ended. Yeah,
so
and
that was Impolite Society. Yeah, if you ever listened to them.
So good. And then I still wear like they sent us a sweater, and I wear it regularly.
Yeah,
it's like
a
really comfy sweater.
Yeah.
Troy and Lexi. Your cousin and
they gave us so many different episode ideas, which was great.
Yeah, and responded to you about the episodes by sent you a video of them talking about it and stuff, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Jordan and Becky, Mr. Pat, my sister Teresa, my buddy Tim and Nick for listening, Joel for making the intro music. That's Not Canon for hosting us. You know, they kind of helped give us a platform to produce from. Yeah, exactly. And Edeldebub, which this is an old joke, so I guess we're not praying to the devil right now, just so you know. Because I actually did write it as... What is it?
You said Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
And I was like, a demon? We're thinking it like, we're not. No, come on now.
But no, he said if we use his names, we have
to give him royalties. Yeah, but we don't make any money, so...
Yeah. So, and then just randomly, there's just been friends over the years who have been like, hey, I listen to your podcast, or even a coworker who said, like, who I didn't know like super well on a like personal level, that she was like, hey, like, I actually, I gave a listen to your podcast, and it's so cool to see that you, like, you're exactly who you are on the podcast, you are in real life too, right? This is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Yeah.
But I like to think I have a good heart, so that makes up for it. It balances out the terribleness. So it's been really cool, and also just kind of weird being like a friend, like, who hasn't personally just messaged me or something like that and been like, hey, like, I've been listening to this and stuff like that, not engaging, but just being like, when I'm having a get together or something like that, they'll be like, hey, I've been listening.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool but weird that so thank you all from the bottom of my
heart.
Butthole.
I knew you were going to say something inappropriate.
What? Timmy? And also, I would also like to say a no thank you to my sister, Mackenzie, who...
A no thank you,
because she's never listened to the podcast. Not even the Pokemon episode that I did, and she's a huge Pokemon fan. Yeah. So, what the hell, man?
Yeah, man. What the hell? Yeah, and we've said this a few times, but anybody that we missed, we are very thankful for your support.
Yes. So.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the end. I don't have a goodbye written, but.
This podcast has been a huge part of our lives, and it is going to be, it's going to be weird not sitting down every week to do it, or every other week, I think that we, you know. I'm proud of what we did here.
Me too.
I think of you, for instance, you learned to edit the podcast, and like, you learned all these new skills that, people at work and stuff like that have even said, like, talked about podcasting, like, I don't know, wouldn't even know where to start. And like, you didn't, but you figured it out, right?
Yeah, I did it.
And I mean, I just showed up and told jokes. But I also am proud that, even though the jokes are terrible, I know this is a funny about podcast. I know that I really am proud of the fact that your idea for the podcast, which was your full on your idea, was something I thought was really unique, which was teaching every week, teaching a history topic to someone who absolutely
hates it,
hates history, and still does.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
Nah.
It's just really, I think it's just was a great idea for podcast, and what we said in the intro, I think, is very true, that you, if you love history or you absolutely hate it, that this podcast is for you, because you could listen to this episode and you could relate to you, or you could relate to me. It doesn't matter. You're gonna
you'll get something.
You'll either laugh at me talking shit about what you're talking about, or you'll be like, huh, I actually learned something. I wish Dakota would shut up more.
It's gonna be very different.
Yeah.
Not doing it. And I am very sad that we're not doing it anymore, but like we said at the beginning, this is a time of transitions for us and big changes that are happening, and I think I'm really excited for what's to come for us. And as much as, I'm going to miss this. It's,
Yeah.
I don't know why it's, like, making me emotional, but I am very thankful that we got to do this.
Yeah.
So.
It was a hard decision, I know, especially for you to, to stop this. So, I guess I should give this a last rating.
The whole podcast, like, the podcast as a whole, not this episode.
Okay, I give... This.
And it has to be a 10 out of 10. You can't give it anything less than a 10 out of 10.
Would it be shitty if I was like, honestly, it sucked.
No, I'd make me cry even more.
Yeah. I give this entire podcast a 10 Amazing Wives
out of 10. Oh.
So you think we can I can have 9 wives? It's tagged onto you?
Absolutely not. I will kill you.
Oh, I thought... No, this was me asking. Stop it. I have these 9 women I want to bring to our relationship.
I will kill you.
No, but you've done an amazing job. Thank you. I just want to... I'm very thankful for you and all you bring to this world. So,
I guess that's us signing off forever.
We're not killing ourselves after this. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're done now. So here's your pill, dear. I'll take. Oh shit, this thing's still on. I better shut it off before we finish this. No, just kidding. We're not going to kill ourselves. This is what you're going to remember from the podcast. They ended the podcast by joking about suicide. Huh.
And I spent 3 years listening to them. Yeah, reflecting what does that say about me?
Yeah, reflecting on what they've done in the past 3 years. So
thank you again, everyone.
Thank you. And, you know, just remember, if you don't want a baby, wear a condom.